Hello, I'm John Paul Davis. This is The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. Thank you for listening. Charms. There's the brass Ganesh reading a book, maybe a half inch tall, I carry with me everywhere, anytime my love is out of town, even though I didn't grow up talking to this god, and he has never answered me, but that makes him no different than the bloody god I did grow up with, except carrying a tiny cross in my pocket would be like wearing an electric chair around my neck, and I'm against the death penalty. I wonder what he's reading. I suppose a devout follower would assume some scripture, but maybe he's like me and has another book hidden behind the cover of the sacred text, which is how I coped with all the droning hours of church when I was a kid. Back then, I had a rock I carried all the time, red and smooth and always cool even after being pocketed all day long, and even then, I didn't really believe in luck. I think I loved it because it was beautiful. The way it showed how light was, the fact that something so lovely and perfect just happened. No one designed or built it, but rather the ruthless forces of time and geology happened to it. And then there was beauty, which is sort of the opposite of gods, who have no faces or names on their own. I held on to that rock for years, kept it in a cigar box, and when I was lonesome or sad, I'd hold it in my little hand, and either I'd pretend it was warm and humming with a spirit inside, or it actually happened. It was warm, the rock. It was humming with a spirit inside. You have been listening to The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. I'm John Paul Davis. You can find out more about me at www.johnpauldavis.org.